What up?
How you gonna be representing your colors but wearing a different color?
Yeah, man. You know, today we
look, don't even answer that. Don't even respond. Don't even
I'm just saying, you know.
I don't even want to be a part of stop. I don't even know why I brought it up. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, I'm showing love to the five today, man.
I'm not getting into it. You look like you walking.
But we went deep those two though, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. You walking?
Yeah, you know, man, I can get a little cardio going to go get some wine.
I'm going to get some cardio, but I'm going to get some wine.
I mean, you know, going to the kitchen, it's a cool little walk.
Oh, yeah, you got a mansion. I've been there before. So, yeah, that is a workout right there. You're going to be sweaty by the time you get to the kitchen.
Yeah, I already got it. You know, we doing this right now, you know.
How you doing being locked up in the house, man? How you doing?
I'm in the studio, so.
Always work. I figured that you wouldn't be working right now. You'd take the time, relax a little bit, take this opportunity not to do anything.
Well, the bad part about that is, you know, if you don't do anything, the bill's going to keep on doing something, though. So yeah. Why should I stop if they not?
Yeah. Are you afraid at all?
Of what? Like death?
The virus, yeah.
I mean, I'm black. We go through a virus every day, just waking up like that. So, you know.
Just another day, another struggle.
Yeah. So
what's been the normal day for Zero? Because I know you've been in the house for at least a couple of weeks now. I know you probably get a chance to go out and get some, but what's been a regular day for Zero?
Well, I mean, I'm going to wake up, drink some coffee. Probably smoke some coffee. Then I'm gonna come up here. I'm in the studio right now, and you know, and I'm gonna let my thoughts go. And then I'll probably leave out of here, you know, put on my mask and my gloves, and probably go to Soul Food Vegan or something like that.
Okay.
And go grab me, you know, some Soul Food Vegan, you know, some jackfruit or something like that, and you know. Find the least congested Whole Foods and go get me some alkaline and, you know, some things like that. But that's really what I did anyway, so.
Yeah, that's just, it sounded like a regular Zero day.
I mean, I think I've been the king of social distancing since like 1998. So it's kind of like the rest of the world is getting a chance to see what I live like.
The king. Boy, you don't never quit. You don't never quit. So what is this going to mean as far as your music then? Because I know people want to see you, so they can't see you. But I haven't really seen you doing a whole bunch of y'all come and check me out on IG and nothing like that, like a lot of other people.
Man, I never really did that. I kind of think doing too much of that, I kind of disturb your legend a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't want to be too accessible. I mean, I'm gonna do it, you know. If the Orange dude keep this up, you know, for too much more longer, that mean I'm gonna be like Slim, and I'm gonna have to drop my album from IG Live. Mm. So when I do go IG Live, it's to let people know when, you know, this thing behind me, this Rohamed Ali, which is the album cover right behind me right there, when that's gonna come out. And I have completed a quarantine social distancing EP. So featuring Slim Thug and Landlord and Lil Boosie and, you know, Wicked Cricket.
Oh, wow.
So, R.I.P. Yeah. So, I mean, I have been working, but I mean, when am I not working? So,
how you going to, so when you going to put out the social distancing? Is it an EP? Is it an album?
It's an EP. Okay. It's an EP, 7 songs. And I figured, I wanted to put it out today, but I had just got my verse I was waiting on from Slim yesterday. So I still could have put it out today, but I wouldn't have had time to tell the people about it. So I want a little time to tell the people about it. So I might do a little something next week. I got the Maker's Mark rip gonna, I don't know if they're gonna drop it at the doorstep, but you know, they gonna do like my birthday party. They gonna sponsor my IG live. So okay. When I come on live, I'm gonna be having bourbon everywhere. And I'm gonna play a couple cuts of Muhammad Ali. And then I'm gonna let them know, oh, and by the way, and at 12 o'clock, you too can practice social distancing like I do. Download this here.
Okay. How you gonna do the videos? Were they already pre-done or no video on this or what?
Well, nah, this, I mean, everything besides the thing with Wicked on there, because obviously that was done years ago. Mm. But the other six songs come from this week. So it ain't been no videos, and you know, I'm dying with Freddie Dang and you know, all the videographers, but nah, man, you know, I ain't finna, you know.
No chances.
I mean, if I could shoot it on my iPhone and then just email it and let somebody edit it, then for sure, we're gonna do it like that.
Okay. Well, what's the song with the Wicked Cricket? What was that all about? What made you wanna put that out now?
Well, I mean, I've been wanting to put it out. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it was, it was something that we had did back in 2012. And, I'm tripping. We did this in 2010. And I had made the beat for it. You know, I got a lot of work in my hard drive. So I was just like, I wanted to put it out, but I had to wait until I had, you know, some cool production behind it. Cause back in 2010, you know, I was doing my thing, but what I was doing back then and the type of equipment I had back then, it can't match to what's going on right now.
Okay.
So I think it was Track Sounds. I heard a beat from Track Sounds, you know, he sent me like, he dumped me a bunch of beats every week. So a lot of those beats I listen to and I'd be like, man, you know what? I remember the song back from 06 that I never put out. That 06 song would sound good on this beat. So that's what I did. You know, I switched the beat around and put Wicked on there. And that's how we did it.
That's respect. I didn't even know that you knew Cricket. I mean, well, I know everybody knows Cricket, but I didn't know that y'all was at least in the studio where y'all can knock out a song together. But I know everybody knew Cricket. Everybody had a chance to rub elbows with him at least once, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, you had to, because Cricket, I mean, you know, Cricket was everywhere, man. Cricket was Houston for a long time.
He was. I can't deny that. No one can deny that. So what's your message to all the people? They locked up. The virus got them held down. Ain't nothing they can do. Give them some zero thoughts of how they can get through, because it's probably going to be another 30 days before they give y'all the all of us the ability to really get out there and, you know, be free about.
Well, only thing I can say is, man, you got a lot of people, you know, that's glass half empty type of people. Then you got probably like myself and you that are like glass half full type people, where you got a lot of people that look at it like, ah, damn, these kids running through here. When you can really look at it like, my kids are safe in here with me.
Yeah.
You know, and then of course me, I don't really do outside anyway. It's a good chance for me to work. You know, people that's going to school, you know, you're online, you ain't got no distractions, you could be working online. I mean, it's a lot that you could do. And I mean, it's not like you can't actually go outside, like go in your backyard, work out, you know? Like, it's kind of cool for me. I can go in the backyard and, you know, shoot some basketball or, you know, it ain't swimming season, but I might can take a dip. Or like, you know, like when I was texting you yesterday, you know, I'm at the golf course across the street just walking the trail, you know, with my mask on, you know, doing my little 3 miles, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, you know, looking at Milton's page, seeing what type of physicality type of challenge he's posting and, you know, do the walking 25s, and you know, it's a lot you can do. And you know, especially for us, if we're trying to learn something, I mean, it's books, you know, whether, you know, paperback, hardback, or whether audio edition, I mean, you can read. You can take this, you know, take this time to, you know, like Pimp used to say, put some fat on your brain right now. you know, learn something and just and enjoy what you got. Like right now, I see what I have every day because I always look at what I didn't have way back then. I look at what I have now. So you got a lot of people that have nice homes and they don't even know it because they ain't over there. You learn how to appreciate what you got right now. So that's what you should be doing.
And zero.
That's just my opinion.
When we gonna drop that video that me and you knocked out? I just got everything sitting up, waiting.
Well, that, I mean, that's you. You know, that's you. You know what I'm
he
saying?
Said
you
that's your business.
Yeah. You know, I'm waiting because, you know, I was, you know, I don't know. I think I was pretty, you know, I think I was pretty cool on that there, man. You know,
took
I was,
over my video, no doubt about
nah,
it.
Nah, I ain't really
no,
take over.
No, you and the little girl. Without giving
but see,
a
that's of, what it was, though.
Little girl, y'all had a good little chemistry.
I'm saying, though.
There was a little bit of jealousy from my side. I'm like, man, he
I'm just
came
saying, though,
and took over.
You should never put a player like me. You can't put a player like me up under all that earnestness, man. You know, I've had earnestness problems in the past, but, I mean, I didn't have a problem on this occasion.
Zero's you know, going to always be zero. But the song jamming, man, the album is going to be good, man. Like, almost everybody that's anybody, from the youngsters to the old school player. I even got Chameleon to get on it.
So shut your mouth.
I couldn't believe it either. I couldn't believe
you got
it.
You got Mr. Investor. Man, come on.
I couldn't believe it, man. I said, hey, Cam, I got this track. He said, send it to me. And I like, because I was playing. I didn't expect him to even respond. He responded
still,
like that.
He still sound like Cam, or does he sound like?
No, he killed it. It's one of the best. I know it sounds like I'm saying it because it's on my project. It's one of the best verses I heard Cam say.
You got to keep it. You got to keep it real. Because if it's me talking about somebody on my prayers, I'd be like, man, I killed him. I mean, you know, I killed him. They was weaker than water.
You know, I'm gonna do my thing. But you know, look, that's like me having you on a track. What I did on the same track with you, I said, well, I'm gonna just have to try to out funny Zero on this track. So that's what I did. I went more comedic. So I'm gonna make you laugh on my verse. Even you know, I know you was in player mode on that. I said, I'm gonna make him laugh a little bit.
You know.
So
from what the song was, I had to be in player mode. And then it was cool because I mean I got to the video. First of all, I'm like, I'm in the first hood in Houston I've ever lived in.
Yeah.
I kind of felt some type of way about it at first. You know, my mama died over there.
Oh, but, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah, nah, it's
you grew
cool,
up in Hall Clark?
Yeah, but before Mo City, I was in the club.
Oh, okay. I did not know that, Zero. I totally didn't know that.
Like on Tidewater, I think that was the next two streets. Like,
yeah.
You know, I stayed there for a couple of years and, you know, woke up to my mama dead over there in the bed. But when I walked in the house, I was like, oh, okay, shut your mouth. This man got some like how, you know, a certain player that pimp on, you know, 79s would say, it was the shimmy going on in there, man. I was like,
it's like you in the hood, but when you walked in that house, you like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was see, nice.
And your boy wasn't, you know, all at all, okay, y'all sit closer. I'm like, hey, man, this thing's come with sitting closer to the king, man. But I'm like, I'm cool, though. I kept my composure, though. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's like, man, do your thing. Don't tell me to do my thing, man.
Zero, you can act, man. I mean, well, I don't know. That might not have been acting, but let me just say, it was you outdid yourself on it. I was a little mad at first. You was taking my video that I had to pay for and, you know, taking it for, you know, taking
it. Hey, it's going
to
get you money, though. It's going to get you money, though. You know
what I'm saying? I'm going to drop it soon. Everybody keep telling me I need to go ahead and drop it and quit waiting and quit pushing it back and quit pushing it back. Because it's one of the first tracks that we did, but it's jamming, man. I know people are like, oh, you're going to say that because it's your track, but nah, really. And I appreciate you jumping on it, too. You didn't even hesitate. I didn't even know what I was going to do at first, sitting at your house. I'm like, man, what am I doing on this track? But then you started to slice and dice it, and, you know, then everything came together. So that was cool, man. I appreciate you giving me that moment, too, man. It was cool to see somebody you look up to on the mic, the way they work. And everybody works so different. You work so different. I know a lot of people don't get the opportunity to see you do what you do, but just sitting there and watching you do it, that was amazing to me. I enjoyed that experience, man. That was cool.
Anybody could do it. You know, anybody can
everybody
do
has
like
their
that.
Way you of doing. You got a certain way of working. And I never seen it. I tried to go back to the studio and duplicate, like, nah, we got to do it the way Zero do it. They were like, Hatter, Zero records like Zero. You record like Hatter.
That's my secret. I cheat. You know what I'm saying? I cheat it's cheating because most people that do this here, they ain't got that in their house.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I got my own spot in my crib, because from dealing with Mike Dean back in the gap, like, people don't know, I'm doing life with Joseph McRae, but at the same time, he doing some stuff for Juvie, he doing some stuff for Bun, he doing some stuff for Pimp from jail. Mm-hmm. You know, he was already dealing and dallying with people that wasn't on yet. He was doing Haze, you know, Jay had him doing a whole bunch of other stuff. He was already rocking with a lot of other people that were already, the man already had 35 platinum plaques on the wall.
Yeah.
And by the time I get there, because I ain't never coming in the daytime, it's like I'm getting there at 7. At 7 o'clock, this man been sitting in front of this board since about 7 that morning. Man tired. So when I be like, all right, cool, if we knocked out, I hate you. Now, let's jump on this. Don't want to hurt no P, man, I'm tired. I'm like, tired? I'm like, man, I just did I Hate You from 7 to 8:30. We're done, like, we can't go to 12. And the man was sitting over there looking like he was already, like 60 years old already. He wasn't even close because he was tired.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, let me get ahead of the curve with this here. And I think, what his name? Ron Shelton, Guitar Center?
Yeah.
And I called up Ron, like, Ron, hook me up and put me down. And that's what it was. And I started doing my Pro Tools thing.
Well, you got
so that's why I say I cheat, because
it's not cheating.
Like right now, I'm in here. I just laid a hook down for something that you would probably tell me, man, please don't put that out. But you know,
oh no, you're doing another one of those. Oh, now we're gonna have to talk after this.
Man, I really can play it right now. But
no,
I can play the hook. I ain't gonna play the verse. I ain't laid the verse yet. No. But I mean, that's why I say I'm cheating, because I can come up here, you know, and grab my glass of white wine right here, you know what I'm saying? And lay my hook down, and then I can go back downstairs and go catch the ID channel and wait till something else hit me, then run back up here. Like, I'm not on the clock is what
it's
I'm
saying. It's not cheating, man. It's not cheating. There's still a certain amount, not a certain amount, there's still work that has to be done. There's still a creative process, and you still gotta be good, because listen, you know, anybody can buy some equipment and put in their house, but it's different for different people. Everybody can't make a hit. Everybody don't know what they're doing with the equipment that they get. And there's a history of hits that you have in your catalog that makes you different than the other guy, you know? So there's no comparison. Everybody has their way. Your way is just unique for Zero. But I appreciate you. I had a chance to see it, and that was great. All I got to do now is see a Scarface session, and, you know, I'm done.
Man, you know, I still couldn't get no verse from Scarface, man.
What?
I really want my brother to get better, man. You know, I think he's getting better, you know.
I got to check on him. I haven't checked on him in a couple of days, but
I got to check on him too, man. But I'm still mad.
because
I can't get no Scarface verse, man. I feel like a stepchild, man.
I'm absolutely sure you can get a Scarface.
I ain't even trying to go in, but you know I'm going to talk my mind. Man, I've been trying to get a Scarface verse since pre-Gray. You know what pre-Gray is, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I ain't have none. I ain't have no Gray.
I thought you got a song with Scarface.
What you talking about, these? Man, that's way on Life of Joseph. Oh, man, that's 2004.
But it's still, everybody don't get a track with Face.
But I'm like, man, how many I done for him? Like I said, man, I don't know if we cuss on here, but I done F you. I done Burn. I done something else with him and the ghetto. I'm like, man, I had to really think, like, my cheese done slid off my omelet, because I did all this here and I can't get nothing back.
Oh, come on, man. Face, he's saving up a cold-blooded 16 for you.
Man, as long as I've been waiting, I need a 79.
All right, man, I'm letting you go back to work. I'm gonna text Face later saying, hey, man, zero waiting for his 79.
I need a 79, man. And I need him to come late. I need him to come late.
You want him at the crib?
As soon as he out of quarantine.
I couldn't take both of y'all in the same place. No.
Because I ain't gonna lie. I don't think nobody could, man, because I gotta tell this story before I get off your Zoom, man. This here, man, Face is one of the funniest dudes I've ever been around. And I'm not gonna say no names, but I'ma just say we was around somebody real prominent and rich in the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I'm on paper. And at the time, I think, you know, he wasn't on paper, but you know, Face kind of like a straight arrow. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna do too much wrong. I'm like, I'm gonna do almost all of the wrong, but it's gonna be right when I do it. But no, far as you know, smoking a J or something like that. But we get to these people's house, the people like, hey man, I just want to have a conversation with y'all about doing something. And I'm like, okay. So talk to me on the phone. Nah, I want you to come to the crib. I'm going to give you about $5,000 just to talk. So I'm like, man, you know, where's your house? You know what I'm saying? So I go over there and I get their Face there. So we go into this place. We sitting in the house. I'm like, you know, immaculate home. I'm like, wow. So, like, we sitting on the couch next to each other, you know, just, you know, we just, you know, shooting it. And all of a sudden, I smell an odor. And I'm like, it's real pungent. I'm like, that don't smell like what I'm used to. So when I smell it, I'm like, this feel like Mo City, Texas, Ridge Ran, 1995. When I'm working, if you get what I'm saying. And I'm like, I remember this smell. Every time I smelled this smell in the past, it was followed by very, very, very large eyeballs. You feel me? And and like, so I'm sitting there and there's other people around me, but I'm like, I'm looking at Face like, I'm giving him a look like, man, you don't smell that? And he ain't catch on to my look. So I pull my phone out. We sit next to each other. I text him. I say, bro, that's crack, man. You don't smell no crack burning? So the man look at me. He like, he get on the phone. He, bro, you tripping with yourself. That is not crack. So then I'm like, I pull my phone, bro, that is burning work, man. That's work. So the man looked at me, not our eyeballs big. We looking at each other like, bro, we in a sophisticated crack house, man. And I say, bro, I ain't even finna wait on my check. I'm finna go. So he's like, man, I'm finna go. You ain't finna leave me in here. So, every time I get around Face, man, it be something funny, man.
Sophisticated crack house.
Bro, like, and I knew it was crack because, like, all of a sudden, by like six different females just started spraying Febreze everywhere. I was like, I'm like, man, you know what? I think I got to go take a UA tomorrow, too. I got to go, man.
Sophisticated crack house. Only Zero can come up with that.
Man, I'm telling you, if you talk to Face, oh, he going to tell you, like, yeah, man. And not to mention the last time I did see Face at Davenport. Man, this man always want to rank on me, man. I didn't know Face was going to be there. Had I known he was going to be there, I would have came home first and changed my clothes.
Shut up, bro.
But now, my One Deep Entertainment people was like, say, man, come have a drink, man. You know, we celebrating your birthday. So I pull up to Davenport's. Now I already know he be up there. But I ain't thinking because it's early. You know, all my people that went deep in the table, you know, they go to bed early. So, you know,
right.
We having an early bourbon shot. And I get there, all of a sudden I hear that little laugh that he used to do on the World Is Yours album. I got on a tank top. My sleeves is gone. And he was like, So boys used to give Jay Mack a hard time by wearing sleeveless vests. And you out here looking like, man, just went in on me. And I'm just like, man, I've been working that. Man, I want to show my cut off. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even that. It was just I was coming from somewhere else, probably doing something. I ain't had no business.
Right.
And I wanted to look good. And the man just be going in on me, ranking on me. I be trying not to laugh, but he be making me crack a smile, man, before Thursday, because I only do that on Thursdays, you know what I'm saying?
Shut
so,
up.
He made me smile out of schedule, man. I was upset about
it. You're ridiculous. Smile off of schedule.
Yeah, man.
Only you can come up with this stuff. Sophisticated crack house.
Yeah, for real. True though.
Bro, you know, I appreciate you. Like I always say, man, I look at you like you're a brother of mine and you know how much I got love for you. So I'm sorry that we ain't been able to break bread together in a long, long time. I don't know when it's going to happen again, bro, but we will.
It's coming. It's coming as long as people stay in the highs, man. See,
well,
I ain't going to lie. I think regardless, people going to do what they want to do.
True.
But they making it look good because they like, man, people won't stay at home.
Mm.
And like, if you're going to leave out, you're going to go to your girl house. Yeah, y'all both, you know, tested negative or whatever, and you're cool. Then, all right, that's cool. But, man, you want to sit up and complain about, man, this week we can't go nowhere. But, man, people hanging out at the gas station. And then when you look up, people like, why they won't let us back? I'm like, man, look, they probably gonna do this anyway. But if they ever have a day when ain't nobody outside, like doing nothing, then maybe, just maybe.
Yeah, it goes away.
Cause you know, our mayor, there's a lot of people don't agree with him, but our mayor is from Acres Home. He might wake up and be like, man, you know what? I'm really feeling like I'm really from the 4-4 today. Man, look here, man. Like what the man said on Comic View a long time ago, keep the party going. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he'll just, hey, you know what? We'll let y'all open up the address tonight.
But look, the mayor is trying to protect this city and he has to do what he has to do.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to tell people that they can't go to the basketball court, so you can't go do this.
Yeah.
But he's trying to protect people.
And I agree with
protect
you.
People,
I agree with you.
You got to do some extreme stuff. And so it is what it is.
I don't even think it's extreme. You know what I'm saying? It's like the quarantine post that I be seeing, like, I don't see how these people can complain about being like, boys must really have some real physical unrest at their houses because they're complaining about being where you pay rent. Like, a lot of people don't want to get to know their girlfriend or their boyfriend because now they got to really see who they is now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So maybe that's it. Or maybe people be lying all the time and, you know, probably, you know, FaceTiming from somebody else's house or FaceTiming in front of somebody else's car. You know, now they over there, you know, no disrespect to my people, but, you know, they in that efficiency and they highs and they posts just ain't adding up. I don't know. But, I mean, whatever, man. I think if we stay inside a little bit longer, I think this thing could be cut down a little short.
Well, we hope so. Fingers crossed, bro.
Yeah. I ain't tripping if it don't, though, because I'm cool where I'm at.
We know. It is clear that you are always one deep, and you have no problem with that.
It's on the hat.
I see it. I gotta get me another round. I'm in various colors, though. In various colors.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm wearing my red today, man. That's to show I'm not tripping, man. You know, God is good.
Well, boys, it's good to see that boys ain't tripping. They respect it like that. That's all right. That's all right. Got a little something for everybody.
Hey, man, you know, boys is in their 40s now, man. Can't be tripping.
I know that's right. Bro, I appreciate it. Tell everybody close to you that I said hello.
Already, man.
You know
appreciate
what I mean.
You for having me, man.
Thank you, bro. Have a good one. I'll see you soon.
Already. Peace.
All right, peace.
Yeah.